Workman, Brother and Sister, W.D., St. Helena, California, December 10th, 1909. Mr. and Mrs. Workman, dear grandchildren, Mabel and Wilfred, I would be pleased to see you both, but I do not wish to make you homesick. I am trying in every way to revive in the minds of our people our past history in a manner that will encourage a stronger faith. In doing this, we find that we shall have to meet difficulties, but these difficulties can be mastered. Many perplexing problems will come before you, but if you will walk step by step in faith, you may both increase in confidence and in those characteristics which will constitute you laborers together with Jesus Christ. I hope you will write to me frequently, especially Mabel, my dear granddaughter, and tell me how you are getting along. I would be so pleased to see you, but I do not wish to make you homesick. I am writing by lamplight and find it difficult to get into an easy position to write. I am so thankful that the Lord continues to give me a clear understanding of the truth, and so long as my mind is clear, I shall continue to use my pen in calling the attention of our people to the serious importance of the times in which we live. Our faith must be centered in Jesus, who is the hope of our salvation. January 19th, 1910. We have just enjoyed a pleasant visit from Wilfred's father. His father and mother and sisters are anxious that Mabel's father shall make them a visit, and I shall try to go over some time. We have been having some very cold weather. There has been no snow as yet, but considerable ice. We expect cold weather at this season of the year, but the winter has been more severe than usual. Let us hear from you, Mabel and Wilfred. We are desirous that you shall advance in your work and studies, Wilfred, but there is such a thing as carrying the matter too far. My ambition for you both is that you may, right where you are, honor and glorify your Redeemer. Why has God given us, in the record of His work, an account of the zealous work of the true followers of Jesus Christ? They labored with heart and soul, and were animated and vitalized by the Holy Spirit. They had in view the glory of God. That which the Lord has done for His people in past ages, He will do for every soul that will earnestly follow Him. Let the light of truth revive and animate and strengthen nerve and muscle, that you may do His work intelligently and in the simplicity of true faith. That which the Lord has done for His people in using them to His name's glory, He will do again. Simple, trusting faith is what we need. We must intelligently work out our own salvation. Faith and trust must be increasing daily, reflecting light to the world. Let the meekness of Christ be cherished. Come inquiringly and hopefully to one, ever ready to heal even your greatest afflictions and disappointments. Come to Him in simplicity and meekness, reverently seeking for that grace which our Savior is ready to bestow. Cultivate a cheerful, confiding trust in God. Everyone in whom is shining the light of present truth is to be divested of all selfishness, that by words of experience he may help those who need help and encourage those in darkness. In all humility you may receive the light, that you may impart that light to others. A work is to be done similar to the work done on the day of Pentecost. Then do not rest satisfied with a meager experience. It is represented to me that the zeal of the church needs to be quickened. The zeal for the Lord's glory of His covenant-keeping people should increase, that with such a zeal as moved the disciples, they may go forward and increase in faith and hope, asking, receiving, trusting, believing, and increasing in the true zeal that works by love and purifies the soul. Christ said to His disciples, "Lo, I am with you alway, even unto the end of the world." Matthew 28, verse 20. Remember that you are to act in cooperation with Him in His work in the regions beyond. Ye are laborers together with God. 1 Corinthians 3, verse 9. Consider the lessons of Christ. Truth, present truth, is worth everything to the receiver. The whole world is the Lord's vineyard, a portion of which is the cities and villages. Satan is not dead. Desperate efforts will be made to eclipse the light, that his false, deceptive theories may be presented. But angels from heaven are commissioned to cooperate with God's appointed messengers on earth. Never speak words of unbelief. Keep humble, meek, and lowly in heart, and trust in the one who gave his life for sinful men, that they in turn might communicate his light and awaken in many contrite and humble hearts courage, hopefulness, and joy in the Lord. I send you this message, and you may feel free to read it to others if you so desire. With love, Grandmother.